It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. On this day after Thanksgiving, we're going to get some indicators on the pace of economic recovery. Tradition marks Black Friday. This day is the time when retailers start turning a profit for the year. Retailers are extending their hours, trying to make some extra money. They're competing for consumers who are expected to spend less on presents this holiday season than in previous seasons. NPR's Tamara Keith is at a Target store in Rockville, Maryland, which opened at 5 o'clock in the morning. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
And where are you in the store?
I'm in the jewelry department, but no one's buying jewelry right now. They're here for the iPods and the GPS navigation devices that are being sold from behind the counter.
And we mentioned that it opened at 5 o'clock this morning. Were people waiting when the doors opened?
Oh, you better believe it. They were waiting. They'd been here since midnight. I think one guy showed up at 9 p.m. He must have just eaten and rolled on over.
They bring tents or something? Something hot to drink?
Mostly lots of blankets.
One
group of people told me that they made a run to 7-Eleven to get hot dogs at 3 a.m.
Now, you mentioned, did you say iPods or iPhones?
I said iPods.
Okay, and so those are not cheap items. Does it look like people are willing to spend a lot of money after waiting all those hours?
Well, people are willing to spend a lot of money on the things that they came here for specifically. But one thing that I think is interesting, you know, they have a variety of different items. There were 31-inch TVs, and then there were 40-inch TVs. People ran like you wouldn't believe to get those 31-inch TVs, and they were gone within 4 minutes exactly. The 40-inch TVs took a lot longer.
And, of course, those are just little data points in a giant economy, but
right.
I think those are symptomatic, aren't they, of the way that people are spending across the country?
Exactly. People are being careful with their money. I spoke with one woman out here who I think is reflects a lot of people. She said that her husband told her she needs to be careful, and what that means is she's actually using her debit card instead of her credit card, so there's really only so much she can spend.
Now, only a few of the sales receipts are in, although the 31-inch televisions are sold out where you are.
Yes.
But with that said, economists have been putting together forecasts of what they expect in this holiday season, and how do they expect this Black Friday to compare to last year's?
Well, Black Friday is just one data point in a long holiday season, and in reality, the Saturday before Christmas will actually be a bigger day. What they're expecting is sales to be down about 1% from where they were last year. Of course, last year was completely dismal. The difference this year, though, is that retailers are better managing their stock and their inventory. So it isn't expected that we're going to have these barn burners at the end where they're just like, please, please, take our stuff.
Mm. But let's put this in a larger context here. We learned in recent weeks that the economy actually grew in the third quarter. There is still high unemployment, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But there is some improvement, some signs of improvement, some signs of optimism. Why would that not be reflected in the holiday sales?
Well, I think we've heard this term a lot before, the old jobless recovery. If you don't have a job or your neighbor doesn't have a job, it doesn't matter what GDP is. It doesn't matter that the economy has grown 3% in the last 3 months. Your economy still looks pretty dismal. And so I think people remain cautious, and that is going to be reflected in the sales.
We should mention, I guess this hasn't stopped retailers. You're at that Target store that was open at 5 o'clock this morning, and I understand there are some stores that opened so early today on Black Friday they were actually open yesterday.
Indeed. There were stores that were open yesterday. I spoke to one woman who had gone to Toys R Us at midnight in an attempt to get a toy for her kids, and then failed to get it. They ran out. So then she was here at 4 a.m. waiting in line so that she could possibly get it here. And I think she did actually get the toy.
Tamara Keith, I'll let you go do some of your shopping if you need to.
I'm not shopping.
Okay. Well, Tamara,
thanks
dangerous. Very much. Too dangerous. All right. NPR's Tamara Keith at the Target in Rockville, Maryland.